Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now, before we start, you might want to check out our other podcasts covering topics like personal development and minimalism, money, health, relationships, and more. So to optimize your life in other areas, just search for Optimal Living Daily in your podcast app. Now, on to the show.
This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 1562, The Communication Strategy That Can Change Your Relationships, by Dr. Allison Nebus Davis of DrAllisonAnswers.com. Hello, everybody, and happy Monday. Thank you so much for ringing in another week with us here on ORD. I'm your host and narrator, Greg Audino. Happy to have you back as we check in with Dr. Allison Nebus Davis and her work today. She's going to be sharing a very simple yet very effective communication strategy that we can apply anytime we have tension with anyone. So let's hear what she's got for us as we optimize your life. The Communication Strategy That Can Change Your Relationships, by Dr. Allison Nebus Davis of DrAllisonAnswers.com. If you've been reading Dr. Allison over the last several months, you're probably aware that I am a big fan of emotions and relationships and difficult conversations. Three things that don't necessarily get everybody pumped up, especially when we talk about them together, emotions, relationships, and difficult conversations. They're a tricky combination, but an important one. So today, I'm going to share one of my favorite strategies for tackling them together. Are you ready? Sweet. Let's talk about I statements. The communication strategy that can change your relationships. I statements are a concept often seen in couples therapy, but they also have a ton of value outside of romantic relationships. I statements are an awesome tool for effective communication, whether it be at home, at work, with friends, or with that less than helpful customer service rep that you've been on hold with for 20 minutes. I statements provide an opportunity to talk about our emotional experience in a healthy way, reducing blame and finger pointing, warding off defensiveness and escalation. It's a small, seemingly simple change that can make a huge difference, especially when we're talking about difficult stuff. Perhaps an example is the easiest way to start. Jordan and Taylor have been together for several years, and they've had increased tension over the last several weeks about managing the demands of their busy lives. Jordan says, "You don't listen to me. You don't get it. All you care about is the now. You don't think about the future." Taylor says, "You don't give me a chance. You nag me about everything. You don't see how hard I work." How do you think that conversation went? Yeah, not so great. The primary reason? The finger pointing. The you statements. When we tell our partner or anyone we're communicating with that they do this, they make us feel something, or they are responsible, we put 100% of the blame on them. We deny that our own life experiences, baggage, current mood, and stuff are at play. This typically induces immediate defensiveness by the other party, who typically shoots back with a, "Well, you do this, and you always say this." And we are officially getting nowhere. I statements take ownership of the way we feel and acknowledge our experience as our experience. Nothing more, nothing less. I statements communicate how we feel without assigning blame. Let's give Jordan and Taylor another shot. "I feel unheard. I wish you understood what I was trying to say. I feel like you don't think about our family's future. I feel like you don't believe in me. I feel dismissed and discounted. I want to feel appreciated." Can you see how that conversation sounds different? Less finger pointing, less blaming, more owning and acknowledging one's experience as their own. It doesn't mean that the conversation is going to be easy or comfortable. We're still dealing with conflict after all. Yet, I statements absolutely make a difference in the quality of the conversation. At this point, I hope you're on board with I statements. However, I will warn you. I statements sound easy in theory, yet they are a lot more difficult to implement, especially when emotions are high and old habits are in full effect. Let's practice reframing some not-so-helpful statements to healthier, more effective I statements. My boss is clueless. She has no idea that her staff is so unhappy. Becomes, I feel like my boss doesn't understand her employees. I'm unhappy at work. You keep saying you hear me, but you don't ever change anything. Becomes, I feel like we have this conversation often, yet we can't seem to change. What were you thinking? You should have known better. Becomes, I'm surprised. I don't understand what you were thinking. I feel like we've taught you better. You don't stand up for me. You let your mother walk all over me. Becomes, I feel like I'm completely on my own. I want you to stand up for me when your mom criticizes me. Even if you just place the words I feel in front of whatever you were originally going to say, that can diffuse the tension enough to make some headway. Using I feel acknowledges that your stuff, your mood, and your personality are influencing your experience. Utilizing I statements sounds easy until we try it. Cue initial belly flop. The reality is, I statements take work. They involve effort and energy. They require slowing down and reframing a statement that was going to slide off the tongue so easily. They involve breaking communication habits that have been present for years. However, if you want more effective and healthy communication, you'll make time for I statements, lowering that pointed finger, owning your experience, and making room for healthy dialogue. Try using I statements this week. See how they feel, and notice the difference they make in your communication with others. You just listened to the post titled, The Communication Strategy That Can Change Your Relationships, by Dr. Allison Nebus Davis of DrAllisonAnswers.com.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
And thanks a lot to Dr. Allison for this wonderful post today. You know, if you listen a lot, you might have heard I statements come up a few times by now. And rightfully so. I am in total agreement with everything Dr. Allison said today. And I feel like you would be pretty hard-pressed to find someone who isn't if they really think about it. However, she's also right in that this does take a lot of practice before I statements slide off the tongue naturally, as she put it. Well, I thought that one of the examples she provided was particularly interesting when she was talking about practicing with them. And that being her example of, I feel like my boss doesn't understand her employees. I'm unhappy at work. So the reason I isolate this one is because the difference between this example and her other examples is that in this round of practice, the subject isn't addressing the person that they have an issue with, and rather could be talking to a friend or even just to themselves. And for me, this feels like the real first step of practice. I statements can come to us a lot more easily in confrontations if we first practice them respectfully when that person is not present. This is also a great means of just expressing our feelings on our own and checking in with ourselves when we need to. So, if either I statements or general self-expression are difficult for you, I would definitely recommend practicing in this way first. Okay, and that is going to do it for now, everyone. Thank you very much for joining, as always, and staying until the end. Go get to work on those I statements, and good luck. And I'll see you again tomorrow for another post. That's where your optimal life awaits.